Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, Stevie Fears. This week we're bringing the juice. It's a massive week of fantasy football. Too much energy. I've had 73 Cokes. We're excited. Welcome, Stato.
Yeah, whatever, Fizz. Yeah. Is that long enough? Are we hyped enough? Honestly, mate, I'm just recovering back from a week of feeling like shit, and I still sound like shit. I think I did 4 podcasts in 4 days, and every single one of them, I sound shocking. But anyway, I'm feeling better. It was a shit week of fantasy football, but there is one great positive. I kicked Cam's ass 1v2 by 200 points in the Keeper League.
Yeah, no, that was enough. Okay. That's good. We're good.
And how dare you take the piss out of Warnie?
I didn't take the piss out of Warnie. I was just saying, I didn't. I fucking didn't, man, you lying asshole. I came in, I was just saying, I find it, because I do our show and
we're always grumpy.
And it's just kind of like a low-key chat. It's just kind of like a low-key chat, and they're actually putting a show on, and it's, I don't understand where they have that energy. Like,
no,
good
it's
for them.
They have the energy.
They need more kids. That'll take their...
they need more kids.
You know. And someone with not enough kids...
Cam.
What?
I've definitely got enough kids. Although, if you ask Jen, she'll probably tell you differently.
Yeah.
Stato, the only reason that you've beaten me in the Keeper League this week is because are you the guy, the ambassador? What are they called? The commissioner?
Yeah,
commish.
And a trade went through, I believe, before the round started, but it hasn't seemingly been approved by the commish yet, which would have taken Doherty out of my team.
It doesn't. It goes to the coaches, mate. So you're sure you actually...
That's a fair excuse, isn't it?
What do you mean, fair excuse? So if the trade takes 2 days to go through, and if he plays or his team plays before the trade is approved, it's held off to the end of the round. So what was your trade, mate? So what did you sell Doherty to?
So I traded Doherty to, we got Big Cox for a one Dan Houston.
Oh, wow.
Just to get something on the field. And there was no one looking to buy Doc for next year.
And sorry, Dan Houston failed this week. So it would have made you 150 points behind.
Yeah, correct. But I also didn't set a lineup. So there were 3 DNPs in there.
No, there's only one because you get your bench covers. How long have you been playing this game? And your bench, which was Scholl, got 82 or 83. So it was actually one of your better defenders.
Jeez, that's not too bad. One of my better defenders. You're counting the zeros there. That's unfair. One of the two defenders tunned up.
Well, no, one did. It was Tommy Stewart.
It's electric, this talking about our league, isn't it?
Still, yeah.
I know you love it. I know you love it.
You know the problem with your team?
Oh,
it's not very good.
It's got a lot of Geelong players in it.
Coach.
It's, oh, yeah. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
It's got three. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's got too many Geelong players.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Slippery slope. Moving on.
Yeah, no, Cam, it sounds like your team's only eligible for the Pfizer because they're all scoring under. The doctors are overworked these days, actually, because there's a lot of chiropractors. Chiropractors are booked out across Australia this week after fantasy coaches everywhere injured themselves slapping their backs after bringing in Patrick Dangerfield into their salary teams. Amazing scenes. Tough for the medical professionals out there. But we're bringing you our talking point of the week. Stato, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to have a bit of a rant. I'm really sorry, guys, but caretaker coaches are a fucking pain in the ass. They are so annoying. The fuckers. We already have a Bevo. We don't need you caretaker coaches to join in as well. For example, Brody Grundy is a ruckman. In fact, he is a top-line ruckman. He is not your solution for full forward. And if you don't want to put him in the ruck and try maybe Cameron, maybe Cox... If you don't really want him there, then trade him to Geelong. He can join Cam's little team and they can give you back one of their 15 bloody forwards that they've got to you guys. Hashtag bucks in.
Strong words. Strong
words. I just in. Our strategies are always based on game theory, number one, and also trying to judge what the coaches are going to do. Now, you would never assume that one of the top two ruckmans in the competition is end up going to be sitting on the bench or playing full forward.
I don't know. This is, it seems to me like if I was a battling team, I'd at least try things out. Like, he knows he's going to be coach next year, right?
Then I don't understand then why you put all the old blokes in the guts. It doesn't make any sense. They're trying to put the best team in the middle. So if you're going to put the best team in the middle, Grundy's probably got to be one of the four.
Aren't pretty much every team this year is running sort of two rucks, aren't they? And having a pretty heavy split, yeah. Like Max Gawn and Luke Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I think what's gone on here is actually they brought in Cox as well. So you got Cameron Cox and Grundy, and it's just not a mix.
What do you think, Steve, captain of Collingwood?
I don't know. We're lifelong Gold Coast fans, mate.
Yeah, we're lifelong Gold Coast fans. There's a tough scene on the start of Dry July. Having the win of the year, I'm just sitting there drinking my ginger ale going, yep, getting around this. Anyway, Cam, what do you got?
My thing's sort of aligned to what you were saying in regards to Paddy Dangerfield. The main thing for me this week was just looking at, you know, players that are returning from longer injuries, taking a couple of games to warm up. And it's probably maybe a little bit more evident this year than most years because of the, you know, the rule changes, but also the game going back to 20 minute quarters. You know, I think sides are being a little bit more cautious with returning players. And so those guys that have come from 7 weeks plus are really taking a couple of weeks to get into it. Dangerfield and Yo, both examples of this. Yo basically pumped out 260s and then dropped a 110 or something today. And Dangerfield obviously went massive with his 150 plus. So I think you've probably...
Stato alive? Jesus.
Stato, he, before we came onto the pod, he was like, yeah, I'm better. Yeah. He's drinking fucking carrot juice. Yeah, I'm better.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway.
That's a sign of... That's desperation. That's
desperation.
That is that's a Hail Mary, the carrot juice.
It's basically a... not a concern, but it's something to be aware of for next week. With Cogs and Butters returning to AFL level next week, you'd kind of expect that, you know, maybe temper your expectations for those first 2 weeks if you're an owner. And if you're not an owner, maybe look for a...
He's just wandered. The listeners can't see. He's just wandered off. He's gone. He's digging a hole. He's jumping in it.
Temper your expectations if you're an owner, but maybe look to buy low after one or two poor scores because there's a chance that you could get a good buy low, especially on Cogs. If he comes back and drops a couple of 60s, he's probably three games away from a good score.
That could be his role though, Cam, just pumping out 60s. Actually, speaking of what you've just said, one of the... probably the best coach in my home league, actually, this week on the group chat was suggesting he reckons he's maybe not got written evidence, but eyeball tests suggest that players take about a month after a Cindy to get any good.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's something to what you are saying. My talking point of the week, and maybe it's being unfair, but I can't remember a more meh Rising Star award. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised after the players coming through miss so much footy, but I don't care. They're just, you know, like, good on them. Good on them. They're showing some talent, but it doesn't seem like the Sam Walshes and the, you know, the guys like that have sort of come out and banged out Insta great seasons. So,
Who do you reckon's got it?
That's the thing. I just go, I don't know. Maybe the Jordan from Melbourne. I don't know.
I think he'll go close. I think Luke Jackson will be pretty stiff to miss.
He's pretty good, isn't
very,
he?
Very good.
That North guy was pretty good. How? But he's missed a few games now.
And the Sydney kids are all right.
Again, they've all missed games.
Goulding is something special.
Oh, you reckon? Goulding?
Yeah. Goulding is something special. Whether you win the award or not. Another thing.
Goulding. You heard Goulding. It here first.
Goulding.
Goulding. You definitely heard it here first.
Goulding. Say it right, Cam. Yes. Idiot.
Jeez.
A lot of energy. There's the energy.
Have another swig of my juice.
Your carrot juice. Get out. This draft, Dr. Seen, has changed quite considerably since we've been away. Like, Harvest Lanes to fucking carrot juice. It's diet. And what are you on? Ginger beer.
Me? No, I had a Coke Zero. It's Dry July. I'm doing Dry July again. Too.
You raising funds?
No. Oh. No, I don't do the charity thing. I just...
Yeah, you're all about yourself, Steve.
I was reading... Well, I was actually listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how if you're intrinsically motivated in doing things for those intrinsic values, you're actually a happier person. So fuck everyone else. Do it for you. It'll make you happier.
Well, I'm very happy then.
Here's the waivers. But we love you, listeners.
Yeah,
we love you. We do the show for you. That's why I'm depressed. Yeah. Yeah. Waivers. What do you
got? All right. Is it me going first? Is it... Well, I'm going for a forward and defender special week, to be honest. And first off is Sam Wicks, 39% owned. He's a tackling machine. Started the season very well, but really dropped away. But he's starting to come back. A couple of really good scores the last couple of weeks. 72 this week. He's clever around goals as well. Can be a bit hit and miss. So most of these that I'm going to give you are effectively streamers, but... Look, he can be an absolute ripper on his day, and they've got a really good run home. So I think out of their last six games, they only played two in the top eight. So a good run home for Sam Wicks. Next one, he's absolutely had a blinder today with 95, Cody Waitman. He just looks a little ripper, and he's had a couple of really good games. It's only 40% owned. Some real high talent. I think he's only his second season, Cam. I think he was drafted in 2019, yeah. So played two or three games last year. Probably a bit more of a streamer, but it looked like he actually started to play a bit of a key position once Norton went down with a bit of injury and could hold his own. So he's not just a crummer, he's a leading forward as well. So a score of 95 would be a great one off the bench on your forward line. Callum Wilkie, it's amazing we don't speak about him at all, actually. I was going to say much at all, but at all. 37% owned, but he's averaging 72 of his last five games. He's a really solid scoring defender. He seems to be very dependable. So Callum Wilkie is certainly one to actually stream, or possibly if you're a bit thin in defence, actually put onto your field. Next one's Bailey Scott, only 23% owned forward. He's definitely a stream because he's not to the point where he's always in the best 22, but can score well. Just having a look at his score today was 82. So it's pretty good when he gets a good role, and that's always the issue with him, what type of role he'll have. And last but not least, someone that Cam tipped in our first draft kit a couple of years ago as potentially being a top eight midfielder in the competition. I think he even could possibly be the highest scoring player in AFL fantasy. Well, that didn't happen, but he's moved back into the midfield this week. It's Georgie Hewitt. 29% owned, only 24 years of age. He gave us an 83, averaging 70 to his past five games. And it's, to be fair, being a defender, so he's a defender midfielder in ultimate footy, he is quite worthwhile to actually be on your ground.
I always find with Wilkie, I play him sometimes and I don't. He's so hard to time because it's either everything or nothing, man. Like, there's no in-betweens.
Matchup-based.
Well, even then, it's it just seems hard to pick.
Yeah, especially, and so, they share the points around that defense a fair bit. Like, Dougal Howard was good the last couple of weeks, pretty not so good today. You know, Callum Wilkie, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad. It's basically a lottery ticket at St Kilda defense.
Feel.
I'm really surprised. I don't think we shared any waivers. I've got a complete different set of five. So
200 points a difference in our team, so it's no surprise that you can.
Yeah, have fun with Callum Wookie. Fiorini at 87%. If he actually gets some game time with Noah Anderson.
67%.
Oh,
Jesus.
67% ownership. Obviously had some putrid disposals on the weekend, but he also...
Will he play again, mate? Honestly.
He won. He legitimately won them the game.
Yeah, but he lost it 14 times prior.
Look, we'll see.
Sorry, was that kick planned? I know Doss, you know, put the old Titanic music in the background and celebrated like... But wasn't it just a kick? He didn't know anyone was there. He just kicked it. So maybe that's the way he hits a target. Don't look.
Look, if that whatever helps him, right?
Whatever
the target. But for me, I think as far as late season lottery pickups go, like that's a good one to try and get because he's going to average. The upside is tremendous. You know,
if he plays, yep.
If he plays, yeah,
absolutely.
Speaking of Saints defenders and lotteries, Jimmy Webster, he has scored okay.
Cam, just hold on one sec. I just got to point out, you didn't listen to our show last week, did you?
What'd you say about Jimmy Webster?
No, I had Fiorini, Webster. Did you just mark him down and say I'm going to reverb that, or well, you just didn't listen to the show?
I
think that's a no, Steve.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
No,
it
go for people, it. Mate.
I've got the
it.
Same guys.
You know what? The people didn't listen to Stato last week because they're still low ownership.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So Ben Ainsworth actually played really well, played out of his skin. Did you have him as well?
Yeah.
Stato? Last week,
I
really?
Did. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he was amazing this week. Shame no one listened to you. They would have got 100.
I don't think you can say played out of his skin because I watched him kicking it goal.
Yeah. It's not a hard skin to break out of, I think. So the bar is low. But yeah, he obviously sprayed a few shots. And if he can get that right, then he's going to probably score a little bit better. However, he has, I think, in the next three fixtures, GWS, Dogs, and Melbourne. So, yikes. I don't see him getting those scores, but could be one for after that. And then finally, I've only got four, but my fourth is Link the Stink. Lincoln McCarthy, 47% owned. He's put together three solid games with an average of about 81-ish. And there's basically a pretty obvious difference when Lachie Neale is in the side versus when Lachie Neale is out of the side. He does seem to score better when he is gone, but I still think he's a pretty good stream option going forward.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. I got all those guys. Also, the Cannon.
Yeah.
Oh, the Trent.
The Cannon. Pretty low owned. Gold Coast Suns legend, Trent McKenzie. And basically, I don't see Gold Coast Suns backing it up. So I would play all the Giants against them. I can only imagine how the torrents of piss that were flowing through the Melbourne streets after that win.
GWS were super good this week. Like, they actually looked like GWS. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Quite good.
Good.
Stonkwatch.
Yes!
Yeah. Stonkwatch. Cam, you said yours was shit.
Oh, thanks. So the sell high might be a little bit controversial, but Nick Newman. I think the hype is probably going to peak after this round. He dropped 110+ for the second week in a row. Doherty out for the season. Blues win. Newman played well. All good things. However, I think people are going to perceive there being a bump to that 110 as standard, and I think that is completely false. People forget that Doherty was actually playing on the wing and Newman was playing in defence already. That it's not that much of a big swap, and through that period he was getting anywhere between high 70s to low 90s. So I think there's probably going to be, this is probably as high as he's going to get, and the hype is there. You could probably sell him and get someone good to support another line, like a mid or a forward.
And who's your
terrible version? I don't know why, but I had Jaden Short. Couldn't tell you why I thought that was a buy low.
It's because
I know Hooley's injured, but like buy low, he dropped 2 tons and then he dropped a 60 this week. It's not really a buy low, but you'd expect
the buy low's Liam Baker.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Collingwood on deck. I've heard Cam. I've heard. Good matchup.
What?
Is that your buy low? Is that your buy low?
No, it's not. Yeah. But you know, it's a good one. Maybe you should have gone with that.
Yeah, would have been good. Thanks.
Stato. Carrot top.
My buy low's very good, but there's an argument to say that it's actually a week too late. So I'll cop this. But my buy low is Elliot Yeo.
Too late.
Yeah, it is a bit too late. But at the end of the day, there's still that stench of low time on ground. There's still that stench of the groin injury, which can really hold people back. And at the end of the day, he just hasn't delivered for now 2 seasons. So this is his first good score in a very, very long time. So my buy low is Elliot Yeo. But maybe we should have seen the signs a little bit earlier than this and grabbed him, because I reckon you would have got him on the cheap last week.
Oh, for sure. He was worth nothing. Yeah.
My sell high was going to be Fiorini, just so we could take the piss out of Doss, to be quite honest with you. But it is actually legit, because there is an argument to say that after that performance that he won't get selected in the team. Because you only have to watch the vision, and he pulled the worst shank in history, and they went up and looked at the box, and Stewie Jew is just shaking his head and then making some comments to the coaches there, and you're going, oh, shit.
Shades of Rocket Lead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, buddy. This ain't good. This is why we don't select him sort of language. You know, that was just that body language. But I actually want to go hard on someone. So my sell high is Patrick Dangerfield. So while everyone is seeking medical attention this week for patting themselves on the back for his burst out, what was it, 149 he scored?
No, 150. He went 150.
I reckon it was 149. But what I might do while I'm...
You're 100% right, Stato. It's 149.
I'm 100% right. Stato.
I hate it when you're right.
Let's. Could we just... Did you record that, Steve? Could you just play that again?
Hey, when you do your four shows, when you do your four shows in a week of other people's pods, how many times do you get to listen to yourself during the week? Are they just on repeat?
Yeah, pretty much. In fact,
I agree the fuck out of that guy.
He's
that guy's fucking
awesome.
Way better than all these other guys.
Bet you he's good looking too. But Patrick Dangerfield, how often has he given us a 149 plus, Cam?
Not often.
Not often. He is quite often injured or gets interrupted in a game. That's why we call him drama field. Why'd you just shake your head? He's not often injured.
Well, he's not often injured. He plays like 22 games every year.
Every year. So this year he's played how many?
Like every year, I said. Like every year, like Stato. Every year. My God. Do you want me to... Okay, you keep
going.
So,
Patrick Dangerfield is not going to produce this again. We've also got the issue with Jeremy Cameron actually going down, which creates a hole up forward. And what was the big bonus of them recruiting? Meant that Patrick Dangerfield could spend his time in the middle. So there is a potential that Danger ends up spending some time up forward and seeing his scores more around the 70 to 105 mark rather than your 149.
So, 19, 19, 22, 22, 22, 21, 17 in COVID year and 6 this year.
Well, that's pretty average, isn't it? That's what I'd say. It's pretty damn average. Oh, you said 22 every year. Really? I think I heard 3 22s.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
4. Every year. Well, how many years has he had? 12? Be around that mark now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
So
13 years.
So 33% of the time, you're correct 100% of the time.
That's right.
Injury prone. That's all. Yep. I heard.
Just like, I don't even know how to respond to it. Anyway.
I don't know how you'd have this. That would take some serious stones to trade out.
Look, to be honest, I wouldn't do it. I just wanted to use the sell high to take the piss. Now, for Fiorini, Doss isn't here, so I can't make him bite. So I thought I'll see if I make Cam bite. And fishing. Jeez. And hooked a big one.
It is a bad week for me. Go on, Steve. Who you got?
I've got a buy low. I've got Shea Bolton, whatever the hell they call him. He's dropped out a couple of 50s in a row. I think there's a bit of upside. He still had 19 touches, so a lot went wrong for him. They get Nank back. I think that's a good thing. I don't think they can keep being this shit. They got Collingwood on deck. They should bust them up. He should be free, like 50s back-to-back. I think if you can put together a reasonable offer, you would probably get him. Like a midfielder who's doing okay, I reckon you'd be able to get that one through. Yep. I also had Roe Marsh, but he might be a bit hard. But 64% time on ground for a decent score. Sell high. Well, you're not really selling high, but you're just selling him. Just get him out of your team. Paddy Cripps, just cut bait, man. Just cut bait.
That's a sell low. That's a fish.
I think people, I reckon you could still trick people with the name. Package him up with someone.
Someone in my league traded Joel Selwood for Patrick Cripps. And at the time, I was like, oh, I reckon Patrick Cripps is about to swing up. I think you've made a ripper trade for you. And now, on reflection, it's just a shit trade for both. Like, it's pretty ugly. He also got injured. That ankle did not look good. He basically tried. What he said after the game was,
"Get him out. That's why. Yeah. Get him out.
Get him out. Agreed.
Get something for him. Make your league mates hate your guts. Is there anything else, boys? Oh wait, we got some questions. Hang on, buddy. Those listeners we love much. What do we got here? Clarkey, how high is too high to draft Paddy Dow next year? Back of the first round. Yeah, that would be too high.
Yeah. There are some signs. But I will say, I remember the sort of season-long celebration Doss had on Bailey Williams. Remember Bailey the Bulldog? What's he pumping out now? So
he's just a role
player. Yeah, so he got 73 today, so that's all right. Today, but he's averaging 68.
Got some Broadbent vibes.
Yeah, Broadbent vibe. No, Broadbent was he was a 75er. He was just average 75 to 77. Every single year.
This is how people want to know Stato wins the keeper league. He gets in the group chat trying to convince people Brad Shepherd's a keeper. No one could be more Broadbent than Brad Shepherd.
No, God bless him.
Coxie asks, what's happened to the Eagles? Flightless birds 2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
Did they play at home last week, Cam?
I can't remember, sorry. Yeah, I can't remember. Let me just double check for you.
Yeah. But we saw them not handle the hub life well last year, and this week's been a mini hub for them. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. While Cam's searching what happened the week prior.
They also played the Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, they're playing a very good team then.
It was at Optus, but...
Yeah, okay, but it was against the Bulldogs. So they played a really good team, and the Bulldogs are a Jet team this year. And they've played a good young side on foreign soil with a mini hub happening.
There was a stat that they showed up during the game that was like their scores at Cadinia Park, they lose, their average loss is about 35 points and they've lost their last six. So it's they hate playing there.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been a worse ground for them to play at.
I think West Coast are a great team to be buying low on. Like, they got North at home, Adelaide, St Kilda at home, and Collingwood.
Yep. See Brad Shepherd score a little there at those grounds. Yeah, it says opposition.
Probably could. Probably could. Yeah. Good. Get buying on them. My goodness. Yep. Clarkie also asks, any role change for Parrish when she returns?
Wouldn't have thought so. There'll be some form of rotation, but there might be other losers, I would dare say. But I think Zaret and Parrish are the two that are dead set stayers. They're the best two that they've got, and they play slightly different roles too. So one's inside, one's inside out. Maybe our boy, or should it be your boy, Cam, might be the one that loses out a little bit. Who am I thinking of?
Kyle Langford.
Yeah.
The potato. Yeah, he will lose out, I think. There's probably a handful of guys that, like Will Snelling, is probably another one who has maybe had a few rotations in there. Yeah, Ham as well. Probably see a little, you know, decline in rotations, but Darcy Parrish.
What about Stringer?
Carrying... I don't think so. I think he'll keep his rotations up. He's been playing exceptionally well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you got him and DeGoey, sort of the Kmart and the Audi Dusties. They're both playing better than Dusty over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they look really, really good. But Darcy Parrish's role should stay the same. He's on track to win the Brownlow, man. He looks unreal.
Yeah, he's got to beat Bond.
I think he can probably... Who else is getting votes at the Bombers?
Oh, Zach Merritt.
Is he? I don't know.
Stringer will get votes.
Votes. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting anyway.
Who's there, Broadbent? Because no doubt he'll be getting votes, as Broadbent used to interfere with their team's Brownlow votes.
I don't think Mason Redmond's getting votes. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Any other?
Alex. Oh, you're going to keep going?
Sorry.
No, I'm asking for the next question.
You've named half their list.
He'll get a vote.
Oh, yeah. Those guys who are getting three CBAs. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Alex asks, what is the preferred curry of the state?
I like a lot of curries. But my go-to would be Thai chicken with the coconut milk. Yeah.
Which colour?
Yeah, which colour?
Green.
Green. Got to be green, doesn't
it? What? Red. Team red.
No, I like a wide variety of curries. Like that proper curries, not
take away. Question about curry.
Easy. I like a lot of curries.
Jeez.
What do you got? Ken?
For curry? Thai, probably red duck curry, and for Indian some sort of korma, I reckon. Korma's good.
Jeez. Yeah, it is good.
Give me that apricot goodness. Mm. What about you, Steve? Curry.
Either lamb, sarg, or Steph. It's a hard choice.
Steph.
Steph Curry.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There you go. Hey, I watched Home Improvement last night. I don't have great material. That's right. I'll never get the one on. You know what was funny is the one we watched, you remember on The Simpsons where he backs the lawnmower over
yeah.
Wilson?
Yep.
Yeah, he backed the lawnmower through the fence or something. This one, that was the big, you know, they set the episode up and then he fucked the lawnmower up. And it's like, man, Simpsons knew. They were all over it. It's just an homage. Anyway, that's all the questions. Not a lot of
beautiful
questions from our loved listeners that we love.
That we love.
Final thoughts?
Not how many weeks till fantasy finals? Two? Three?
We got two in my home league.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to come quick. Sorry, Cam, you need to tell us, how are you feeling about Geelong's chances of winning right now?
Overall?
Yeah.
Or not too strong? I actually think the game against the Lions, they were trying a few different things out. It was a sort of precursor for the finals. But, yeah, not overly confident.
It's a line ball this year. It's one of those years, whoever's best in the finals.
That's every year, in fact.
No. Some years you have teams that are just dead set too good. And no doubt that's going to be Gold Coast next year.
For me, it's, I think, Lions or Bulldogs.
No Melbourne.
Mm. Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Anyway.
That'll do it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the Fazman's article on Wednesday evening. He had linked the stink ahead of time in his ripping article. So definitely get around that. We certainly appreciate him writing. So we'll see you next week, listeners.